Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's May 25th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to look at Luke chapter 9, verse 49 through 50. And verse 49 through 50 reads, "Now John answered and said, 'Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us.' But Jesus said to him, 'Do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is on our side.'" Now, how many in our day have forgotten this message or been told or heard something, you know, to the effect on Facebook or Twitter? You know, if you post a Christian quote from someone, oh, that person's a false teacher. You know, that person's a whatever. You know, they don't mention what is being said in the quote or the passage, just that the person who said it is not their brand of Christian. Like somehow the truth or power of God's word is dependent on the person delivering it. You may think that's the case, but our Lord doesn't appear to share that sentiment.
Right, and there are people who have been saved by the preaching of the gospel by those who are also teaching false things. People can receive the truth in spite of the person it comes from. The gospel is powerful not because of who it comes from, but because of the message itself. We know Jesus spoke of the day of the Lord, saying those who perform miracles and cast out demons and prophesied in his name, and he said to them, "Depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity." There will be those who work, but they won't submit to his lordship. So was it wrong for people to have been set free from demons and healed by these workers of iniquity? God will judge the hearts of men one day, and our miraculous acts will not be the thing that gets us into heaven. What is revealed, what is left after those works are burned up, will be the determining factor of our salvation. We don't know the hearts of men, but we can be fooled about who is a genuine believer.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, there's enough outright antichrist or otherwise satanic thoughts and messages that are being shoved in our faces on a daily basis. Just go to your nearest Target next month and check it out for yourself. Not to mention that everybody is a false teacher to somebody, you know, from Joyce Meyer to John MacArthur. Depending on your brand of Christianity, one of them might be your idea of a false teacher. Both, however, would be in our camp of Christians. They would both be, as Christ would put it, not against us, but for us. So where a right message is preached, let's encourage it. Let's spread it. We need more of God's word in this world, not less.
Right. And on to our psalm of the day, which comes from Psalms 25, verses 4 and 5. "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day."
And our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs 25, 28. "Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls." And I'll end praying for you as always from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.